We are learning Masechtas Nida Daf Chav Ches Amar Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Ches Amar Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Tumtum Vajoyganis. A Tumtum Vajoyganis is talking about grown men. One's a Tumtum, one's a Joyganis. They're both Suffolk if they're a Zachar or a Nekeva. Shiro Loiven, either they saw Kerry, or they saw Dam. So what, you know, so Dam makes Isha a Nida, and Loiven makes a man a Balkari. So here we have a Tumtum Joyganis that saw either Kerry or Dam. Ein Chayav, and they go into the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Chayav on Beis HaMikdash. They're not Chayav on Beis HaMikdash. Why? You can't Mechayav them on Beis HaMikdash because you're not sure. Let's say they saw Dam. Maybe he's a Zacha. They saw Kerry. Maybe she's in the Keva. So you don't know. If you can't Mechayav them on Beis HaMikdash. You don't burn Chuma. If they touch Chuma, there's Tumtum and Joyganis touch Chuma. You can't burn the Chuma. Why? It's a Suffolk. Ro, Loim Voidim Kech. If this person, this Tumtum, saw both, saw red and white, saw Kerry and blood, then Mamon of Shach, this person's Tame. So then, Ain't Chayav Abiyas Mekdosh, not Chayav Abiyas Mekdosh, why not? We'll see in a second. I was sorry for the Chuma. You burned the Chuma. Why do you burn the Chuma? Because he or she is Vaday Tame. What's the Pshat? Why not burning? Why not Chayav Abiyas Mekdosh? Zok the Gemara, you know why? Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk by Bias Mikdash, you shouldn't go into Bias Mikdash. It's V'zachar V'ad Nekeva to Shalfu. You should send them out of the Machna, which is like the Bias Mikdash. The V'zachar V'ad Nekeva to Shalechu. Zachar V'adayim Nekeva Adayis. Why it's this extra words is Zachar Nekeva. Same. The Tamei should be to Shalech from here. Why is it Zachar Nekeva? Teach us Zachar V'adayim Nekeva Adayis. Lo Tumtum V'adjoyganis. Now Tumtum V'adjoyganis. That's Shana's Memra that says that the Ein Chayav on Abiyas HaMikdash, you know, he's for sure Tamei. The guy is for sure Tamei because he's saying he burned Shuma. He saw both, Kerry and Dam, he saw Tamei. Lemais, the guy, Abiyas HaMikdash, it has to be a Zocha Vada or a Kerev Vada.
He saw one of them,
which is
don't know what.
What?
But in terms of the dreams, one of them is we know.
So you saw Tamei, that's why he touched Shuma, you burned it.
Isn't one of them we know what it is, we just don't know which?
No, don't know Zocha and Kerev. So we're Levin, and let's bring a Raya to this Amayro who says it's Memra, which is really Rav's memra. Let's bring a riot to Rav. Tumtum Vajoyganis. It says in the Brice like this. Tumtum Vajoyganis. It's actually a Tesefta. Tumtum Vajoyganis. Shiroi Loivana Idam. Echayav Abiyas Mikdash. Vein Sarkla Mesa Chuma. Tumtum Vajoyganis. So either carry or blood. Either or. You're not Chayav Abiyas Mikdash. Kotza Safik. And you don't burn Chuma. Kotza Safik. What about Ro Loivan Vaidam? This Tumtum or Joyganis saw both Kerry and Dam Ka'achas at the same time. Ka'achas doesn't mean at the actual same time. It means they didn't go to mikveh in between. So therefore, that Tame. Then the halacha is, Ein Chayav Abiyas HaMikdash, Avas Sarf Mayim Mitzvah Chuma. You're not Chayav Abiyas HaMikdash, but you do burn Chuma because Vaday Tame. My time, or what's Pshat? The Rishon doesn't say it's my time. We're saying my time. It isn't Pshat in this Tesefta, Lav Meshum Tshenemar, Mezachav Anakeva Tshalechu, Zachav Adai Nekeva Vadoyis. It has to be a Vaday Zachav Adai Nekeva in order to be Chayav and going into the Beis HaMikdash. But Loi, Tumtum Vajoyganis, now Tumtum Vajoyganis. So it sounds like I'm first a riot to Rav. It's a riot to Rav that a Beis HaMikdash, going to the Beis HaMikdash, when you're Tumtum, you have to have a Vaday Zachor or a Vaday Nekeva. So look at the Ramulah, it's not a riot. The Brisa, I can tell you a whole different Shah in the Brisa. The reason why you're not Chayav on Beis HaMikdash, going to the Beis HaMikdash, is because of a different halacha. Ramulah, Loi. Amani Rabbi Eliezer. It's very possible this Mishnah, this Tosefta is Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanaim, we'll look at the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer. Hasheretz v'nelam menu, al helam sheretz v'chayiv in a chayiv v'helam mikdash. In the Pasuk it says, by going into the Beis HaMikdash, it says, O'y nefesh ha-shatiga v'chol dova tamei, v'nivas chayiv tamei, v'nivas behemah tamei, v'nivas sheretz tamei, v'nelam imenu v'u tamei v'ashem. It says in the Pasuk, going to the Beis HaMikdash, it says, v'nelam imenu on helam sheretz, that you forgot that you're tamei sheretz. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you only chayav helam sheretz, v'nivas chayiv helam mikdash. That means, if you know you are tamei sheretz, and you walk in the Beis HaMikdash, and you forgot that there's an Issa Beis HaMikdash, there's no carbon. There has to be Helam Sheretz. Rabbi Kiva, remember, Nelam Menu Hu Tomei Al Helam Tumu Hu Chayiv, Ve'en HaChayiv HaHelam Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva says a very similar thing, that the only time you Chayiv on Beis HaMikdash is if you forgot your Tomei. But if you forgot that it's also going to Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chayiv carbon. So it sounds very similar with Rabbi Kiva. What's the difference? V'amirin Mai B'nai, what's the difference? They both said that you have to forget about the Tuma, not to forget about the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference? So we look at the words, one says Helam Sheretz, one says Helam Tumah. That's the difference. Omer Chizkiah, Sheretz of the Veilika Benayim. The Rav Eliezer saw that Rav Eliezer holds be not the yoda ibesheretz itmi neveletmi. Rav Eliezer holds even if you touched a sheretz and then touched a nevela and you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you forgot about the tuma. You're not chay. Why? You have to know which thing you're tummy from. You have to remember if you're tummy for sheretz or tummy for nevela. You have to remember which one. Rav Akiva saw a lebi inon. You don't need it. So lava Rav Eliezer. So fear Rav Eliezer. What does he hold? Hasam be inon the yoda ibesheretz itmi nevela itmi. You have to know which one's a tuma. So hachinami by a tumtum and a dragoness, hachinami be inon the yoda ibeloven it to me. You have to know what are you tummy from. Are you tummy from the dam or are you tummy from the carry? Avlo Rav Akiva don mashum tumma mechayiv. That if you any time you know for sure it's tumma yechayiv. Hachinami mashum tumma mechayiv. You also chayiv mashum tumma. So we're saying therefore this tesefta is not a riot to Rav. To the drosha of Zohar and the Keva. Why? Because really, maybe you don't need a Vade Zohar and the Keva. Tumtum HaDragonis could be Chayiv. Just the only reason why you're not Chayiv is going to Rav Eliezer and the Sefta. Though you have to know which Tumah. But we pass like Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva holds, you don't have to know which Tumah. So according to Rav Akiva, Enechanam, you attack a Chayiv on Bias Mikdash. So it's not a riot to Rav.
According to Rav, you touch a Sheretz and a Nevela?
Yeah. You forget which one it is.
No, you touch both.
You touch both, but if you forget which one you touch, And then
No,
you touch both, and you know which one you touch. You know you touch the chariot, you know you touch the well, you know about it, you know for sure. But say so don't forget which one. Yeah. Okay, so now we couldn't make a riot to Rav, but that doesn't make a difference because Maisa, Rav is still Rav. So we're gonna talk about Rav's Rasha. Rav had a Rasha that says by Bias Mikdash, Mezocha Avad Nakeva, teaches us it can't be a tumtum, it can't be a dragoness. If you want to be chayiv bis mikdash, has to be a zochah vada and a keiv vada. So we're going to discuss Rav's drasha. But Rav, maishtah bis mikdash deloy. Why is bis mikdash different? We say there, you're not chayiv bis mikdash. Why? The chesiv mezochah vada and a keiv vada shalechu, zochah vada and a keiv vada is. Loy tum tvar dragoness, it can't be a tum tvar dragoness. But Rav did say, what did Rav say about chuma? Do you burn chuma? He said you burn chuma, right? Even though it's tum tvar dragoness. You should have burned chuma either. Why not? The chsiv, because the pasuk says, "Va'azov." This is talking about chuma. This pasuk, "Va'azov azay ve'ilu zocha v'lanakeva zocha v'aday." This is talking about the tuma. Someone becomes tamei and says, "And these type of tumas are also to chuma." Pasuk don't say mamas chuma, but this is the pasuk of tuma that says the person is tamei and the aser for chuma. Says v'zav v'zay v'zochav v'nekeva. Maybe darshan zochav v'aden nekeva adoyis. Because why does it speak as zochav v'nekeva? It must be to teach us zochav v'aden nekeva adoyis. Loi tumtum v'adragonis. So it's a kasha. Even my chumah can make the same drasha. So tomorrow, no. Those words zochav v'nekeva, l'zochav v'nekeva, it says by tumas zav is teaching us something else. Who will boy like Rabbi Yitzchak? Tom Rabbi Yitzchak l'zochav l'rabbi sematzoyel l'manyosav. The halacha is that by a zav, any mayan hazav or zava is tamei. A mayan means his spit, for example. What about metzora's spit? Is that tamei? It's not a first apostle. We learn now from the word lezachar to be marbe the mayanos of a metzora. And the v'nekeva, Rabbi says, it's a metzora'as, the v'nekeva. A metzora'as, a nekeva who's a metzora, for her mayanos. That's what you need the pasuk for. So you can't use it for lemayit. Tumtum vadragonis, to exclude tumtum vadragonis. We're using it for this drasha. Breaking Marakasha, Hainam Boyle, here also by Bias Mikdash, it says, Vizal Chavan Akeva Darshan, teach us that it can't be a tumtum vadragonis. I need it for a drasha, I'll tell you what I need it for. And I'm Boyle, Mishiash Lai Tara Mikvah, Pratlik Licheris, the Rabbi Yasir. Yasir holds that if you have a Kli Cheris in the Bias Mikdash, that's Tameh, you don't have to remove it. Why not? Because there's the passage, Vizal Chavan Akeva. That's the only type of thing that has to be removed. A zacha and a keva, those type of people could be tailed in the mikvah. Could a cheres be tailed in the mikvah? No. It's excluded from the tumas bias mikdash. So you need to pass zacha and a keva. Teach us not to have bias mikdash on a cheres. So back shver, where's Rav's drasha? Just like by truma, we say zacha and a keva is not extra because you use it for minus mitzayra. Here also, we use it for something else, like kli cheres doesn't have done bias mikdash. No. If you want to tell me that, you never tell me zacha and a keva. In kei nichtei rachmana adam. Should have said adam. We know adam can be tailed. And now it's a zochah v'nekeva, it's extra to exclude tumtum v'adragonis from bias mikdash. The Gemara, no, you couldn't say Adam. V'chitav yiksev rachmana Adam, if we say Adam, I would think, hava mina kli matris loy, dafka Adam and not kelim. I think even a kli matris that could be tevel in the mikvah, I'm allowed to leave there, because dafka Adam. Zohar Gemara, no, you couldn't say that having enough, because we called Tomei Lenefesh Nafka. The pasuk called Tomei Lenefesh is Marba, even Kalim. So then, Surah said Adam, if you want the Mike Licheres. Why did it say Zohar Venekeva? Zohar Venekeva Lom. Look at the Rav. It's extra for Rav to say Natum Tavar Joigness, because if you want to just be Mamayat to exclude Klicheres, we're enough to say Adam. Why is it Zohar Venekeva? To teach us no Tum Tavar Joigness. Breaking Gemara, Kasha, Vayma Kula, look at the Rav Adasa. Maybe now that we know Zohar Nekeva is teaching us Tumtum Adjoigenes, maybe it's only Tumtum Adjoigenes and not Klicheres. Maybe it's not being Mamayat excluding Klicheres at all. So Gemara Mkein, Nechtav Kroah, Zohar Vin Nekeva. My Zohar Va'ad Nekeva. It's Mashma Ad Kol Dovah Shatara Mikvah. It's saying only from Zohar Ad Nekeva, only that spectrum, something that we could have on the Mikvah, and not a Klicheres. Adkan the Gemara with the Drosha. Now we have a Drosha that Bias Mikdash is only by Zohar and Akeva, not by Tumtum Vajagnas, right? So let me ask something. Let's say a Tumtum becomes a Tomei Nevela. A Tumtum touches a Nevela. Could he go into the Bias Mikdash? Is he chai for Bias Mikdash or not? What would you say? We're talking here, so Leivon and Oidem, seeing Kerry and blood. What if he touches a Nevela? Could he go into the Bias Mikdash? Is he chai?
Why not?
Because it says Zohar and Akeva in the Pasuk, and he's not a Zohar and Akeva.
He's
Tomei. What?
He's Tomei.
Yeah, but it says Zohar Vad Nekeva, to Mai Tumtum Vajoyganus. That's what you said. It's Zohar Vadoyas, Nekeva Vadoyas, Tumtum Vavis Mikdash. That's the Moros Kashi. Yachi, Ki Itmi Vishar Tomois, Loyal Shalchu. You shouldn't have to go out of Vis Mikdash, shouldn't be Chayiv Vis Mikdash. And for the Gemara, I'm a Kro, I'm a Zohar, I'm a Tumas, I'm a Pressure of Zohar. What we learn from Zohar Nekeva has to be a Zohar Vadai, clapping the Tumma that comes out of a Zohar. And a Kev Vadoyas, clapping the Tumma that comes out of the Kev. That's part of Drasha. Every time it says Zohar Nekeva, Lamuti Tumtum Zajagnus Dosa, every time it says Zohar Nekeva, it's coming to Mai Tumtum Zajagnus. By Arochim, by Erechin, it says the Chsiv, Ha Zohar, it says extra word, Ha Zohar, the Hey. But Tanya, Ha Zohar, by Tumtum Zajagnus. There's no din Erechim, by Tumtum Zajagnus. Yochol, I hear Berech Ish, I hear Berech Isha. Maybe, okay, it's not an Ish, but maybe it's Isha. Tamloimer, Hazachar and also says Vi'im Nekeva, the Losh of Vi'im. Zachar Vad and Nekeva Vadoyas. That's the Drosha and the Brysa by Erechin. Now, Taima, it's good to Chsiv Hazachar with a Hey, Vi'im Nekeva with a Im. Homi Zachar Vinekeva, we just said the word Zachar and Nekeva, you would not be Mayat Erechin. So why is it different than B.S. Mikdash? Homi Zachar Vinekeva, Loyim Mayat. And the Gemara, no, Zachar and Nekeva is very necessary for Erechin. It's very necessary to say Isha and Ish there, Zohar and Akeva. Why? Because there's different Erechim for Isha and Ish. There's a different type of Erechim for them. So you have to say Zohar and Akeva. So you wouldn't know to Mayit Joygenes Tumtum. That's why you need the Ha Zohar, the Hey, and the Im to Mayit Tumtum Joygenes. But by us, by the Shalech, you don't have to say Zohar and Akeva, just say Adam. Why is it Zohar and Akeva? To teach us that Dafka, not a tumtum, Dafka, Zohar Vadai, and Nekeva Vadai.